This is Apostle Tanya. Most marvelously, we have the blessed honor in this generation to declare our love for our blessed Master. And surely, I am most grateful to serve together with you to exalt our Holy Lord and remindeth the enemy, the earth is thy Lord's and the fullness thereof. Through the revelatory teachings taught by the Spirit of God through me and the most glorious supernatural fun experiences that I have spent in the blessed presence of the Master, I pray that you shall be most encouraged and equipped listening to holy podcasts. I am most surely honored to have you a part of the family. One of the most well-quoted scriptures in the Holy Bible on the power of praise unto thy Lord Jesus is written in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 25 and 26. Let us read that. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Amen. This scripture most powerfully records that at midnight, when Paul and Silas prayed and praised thy Lord, their praise released angels to cometh for their words. The weapon of praise of these two great men greatly shook the earth, bound the enemy, open doors, and set them free. Hallelujah! Midnight, which begins the third watch of prayer, is an hour of deliverance. Chetzai, the Hebrew word, and I pray I'm pronouncing that right, the Hebrew word for midnight is defined in the Strong's Concordance as mist, middle, and midnight. The Lion of Judah, our deliverer, strategically appointed the midnight hour to set the captives free. This set time, when we arise to giveth the Holy One of Israel thanks, will surely annihilate the enemy's works fashioned against us. As children who giveth praise and glory and honor to our beloved one with our righteous lips, Jehovah Gabor, we simultaneously destroy demonic assignments that were sent against us, and we place those assignments in bondage. The righteous, remember, dear ones, are as bold as a lion, and we must walk in authority and dominion and release the high praises of thy Lord when we are in spiritual warfare. The Lord God, Jehovah Gabor, who causes wars to cease, he taketh pleasure in our praises unto him, and he shall declare to you, and to you, and to you, and to you, your warfare is now over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's bless him. We bless you, Yeshua.